ACLU shares Ruth Bader Ginsburg quote, censors all references to women and female pronouns. By Robert Krajicek on September 23, 2021. The ACLU on Saturday rewrote a quote from the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg regarding abortion by removing feminine pronouns. Ginsburg's unedited remarks, made in 1993 before the Senate Judiciary Committee during her confirmation hearings to the Supreme Court, were as follows: "The decision whether or not to bear a child is central to a woman's life, to her well-being and dignity. It is a decision she must make for herself. When government controls that decision for her, she is being treated as less than a fully adult human responsible for her own choices," emphasis added. The ACLU edited Ginsburg's quote both with changes to the late justice's use of pronouns and the excision of a sentence referring to women's decision-making process in the context of pregnancy and abortion. The leftist operation wrote, "The decision whether or not to bear a child is central to a person's life, to their well-being and dignity. When the government controls that decision for people, they are being treated as less than a fully adult human responsible for their own choices," emphasis added. In a subsequent tweet, the ACLU omitted any mention of women, including a reference to a patient getting an abortion. The ACLU's decision to remove feminine pronouns in the context of pregnancy and abortion complies with a neo-Marxist rejection of sexual dimorphism as a biological feature of humanity. Assorted Democrats and the broader left frame sex as a social construct subject to change and choice where men can decide to be women and vice versa. Deniers of humanity's sexual dichotomy frequently describe their use of the above-mentioned terms as a gender-neutral approach to language while incorrectly framing gender and sex as interchangeable synonyms. Various Democrats and left-wing political and news media figures have attempted to popularize birthing person as a neologism to escape using the word woman. Others have similarly used the terms pregnant person or pregnant people in the same vein. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, used the terms pregnant persons and pregnant people in April. The Unicode Consortium composed new emojis, pregnant man and pregnant person, on September 14 as part of its latest emoji library update. "Not all who give birth identify as women or girls," declared a Harvard Medical School department in 2020 while using the term birthing people. In 2021, the ACLU published commentary calling for a gender-neutral option on passports in pursuit of what was described as trans and non-binary equity.